This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Looking at my mic screen here, and I can tell my dog has been in the studio. So, there's a story out there that is quite, like all things on the left, it's a template. The left creates monsters. And they believe that they are in control of the monster. And it doesn't matter, because control, at the end of the day, is a illusion. There's a professor who has embraced diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DIE, or DIE, and he's been teaching it and talking it, and then he was stunned when the vicious creatures that he spawned turned on him and ripped him to shreds. Now, when you dabble with DEI, you will eventually die. That's what it shows. And it demonstrates the importance of rejecting the tactic of reasoning with these monsters. Because they themselves reject reason. They cannot be swayed or corrected, or appeased. We have to fire them and burn down their institutions they've infected. They are an intellectual gangrene, and we must amputate the limb to save the body and cauterize the stump. And DeSantis is doing that in Florida, in which the rest of the Republicans out there most likewise do in their red states as well. The story itself is horrifying, fascinating. A tale of spineless leaders allowing themselves to be co-opted by the loudest, angriest, and most unreasonable people in the room. And what is most striking is the total refusal of those currently in power to use their power to stop the monsters who want to take power from doing so. They could solve the problem with a no. That does mean you have to enforce it, but they cannot find the will to utter it and then likewise enforce it. A black leftist professor who was all in on CRT and all of its bizarre and evil components wrote this long article describing how he tried to have a seminar with some select college kids about this woke nonsense and how his class got co-opted by a lunatic grad student named Keisha, who eventually led a coup that threw him out. Some of these things you just can't make up. And threw him out, the professor and three other students who caused harm, because they mentioned facts. Of course, the program administration refused to act, probably praying to their pagan gods that the commie crocodiles would eat them last. Totally paralyzed in the face of a weaponized leftist ideology, which is not true of this one program, because the woke lunatics truly run all of the academic asylum. But the details of what happened with us, this is the part that is important. It is cult-like. In the 2022 anti-racism workshops, the non-black students learned that they needed to center black voices and to shut up. And Keisha reported that this was particularly difficult for the Asian American students, but they were working on it. And eventually, two of the Asian-American students would be expelled from the program for reasons that Keisha said couldn't be shared. The effects on the seminar were quick and dramatic. During the first week, Participation was, as you would expect, the first two or three shy students who only spoke in partner or small group work, two or three outspoken students, and the rest in the middle. One of the black students was outspoken, one was in the middle, one was shy. By the second week of the seminar, the two white students were effectively silent. Two of the Asian American students remained active, the ones who would soon be expelled, but the vast majority of interventions were from the three black students. The two queer students, one Asian and one white, were entirely silent. Black students certainly had interesting things to say and important connections to make with their experiences and those of their family members, but a seminar succeeds when multiple perspectives clash into each other, with each other, grapple, and develop. And that became impossible because one part of the leftist ideology has nothing to do with conversation. We need to remember that the idea behind critical race theory is not to promote critical thinking. That would be great. It's just the opposite. This is not an academic pursuit, but a purely political one that's not about the study of power, but the raw exercise of power. CRT is not meant to help discover and explore new ideas and theories. Instead, it's designed to reaffirm pre-existing premises and conclusions, which is all commie nonsense, and to crush anybody attempting to introduce facts that counter it. Facts cause harm, and harm in this context is a term of art meaning goes against the narrative. Harm manifests as someone claiming to feel bad about something. Understanding that something can be an objective fact, and the fact that the fact is a fact, is no defense. Was that even grammatically correct, what I just said? And during the discussion of incarceration, an Asian American student cited federal inmate demographics. About 60% of those incarcerated are white. So the black students said they were harmed. They had learned in one of their workshops that objective facts are a tool of white supremacy. Outside of the seminar, the black students had to devote a great deal of time to making right the harm that was inflicted on them by hearing prison statistics that were not about blacks. And a few days later, the Asian American student was expelled from the program. So if you cry harm, well, that trumps anything else, especially objective truth. And the proper understanding of CRT and DEI and all the rest of it is not an academic exercise or an intellectual undertaking. It's a means of control, pure and simple. It's like a lab rat experiment. It is designed to give the quiches of the world the power they crave, but could never obtain by achievement or by hard work. And what is remarkable is the fact that the institutions refuse to simply fire the quiches and instead choose to coddle and empower them. Keisha should have been sent packing the moment she opened her fascist trap, and instead the story shows how the people allegedly in charge catered to her insane requirements and accepted her rejection of reason. And the more outrageous Keisha became, the more abject the institution surrendered to her. They could have simply said no. No to your complaints, no to your premises, no to your demands. No, you cannot be here anymore. Pack your bags and get out. But did they say that? No. They said, jump? How high? So they figuratively packed their own bags. And in the case of the professor, literally, and what was left of the program were the devoted cultists locked in a circular echo chamber of reinforcement of the stupid nonsense that is CRT. And it is time to fight back. You cannot play the game with them because they do not accept the rules. You have to reject them and refuse to allow them to use your values and norms to defeat you. It is not harmful to state a fact. Facts are not hate. They're simply facts. That's it. Very easy to understand thing. This can be applied across everything in the political spectrum today, including gun control. Because even the New York Times is beginning to understand that gun-free zone signs doesn't mean that wherever they're put up, they're gun-free. They're beginning to see that. I don't know why it took them so long to figure that out, but you know. They are the New York Times. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Now.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Michigan State University is going to be closed for a little bit as they recover from a rampage shooting. The shooter, Anthony McRae, shot and killed three people and wounded an additional five. He remained at large before he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There will be calls for gun control. There already are. They're getting out there, and I'll talk about some of them later on. But there will be a defined shelf life on the coverage since Mr. McRae doesn't check enough boxes for this to be a sustained media effort. Because I'm number one, he's not a Caucasian. He's black, which is a detail that CNN omitted. And like the two separate rampage killings in California around the time of the Lunar New Year that two Asian men committed, this horrific event will fade as well. And if the shooter isn't white and using an AR-15 rifle, it's not national news. It's just local news. And some of these things are done by these various outlets and everything. And I say this simply. It's done at the peril of the people that would be in the crosshairs of one of these killers. But, you know, we'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to keep talking about this for as long as I can because the media intentionally will bury it since it doesn't fit their narrative. And it seems like progressive politics played a part in McRae obtaining the firearm in this shooting. Because in 2019, he was arrested on some gun charges that a soft-on-crime prosecutor dropped. And to make matters worse, this prosecuting attorney had a policy not to push too hard on gun charges where those involved were people of color. And, of course, he had some money from George Soros, which is always a thing. It's always a thing. And if McRae had been charged as any other person caught illegally carrying a concealed firearm without a permit, the shooting at MSU might not have happened. The Washington Free Beacon has more from their Twitter feed. The Michigan State University shooter had felony gun charges dismissed by a progressive prosecutor. Had the charges not been dismissed, he would have been barred from owning a firearm at the time of the shooting. Let's not sit here, as you and I are mulling this over, and say to ourselves that would have stopped him from doing this crime. It would have made him a prohibited person. That's what it would have done definitively. In the event of stopping this crime, who knows? I don't know. He was charged on June 2019 with illegally carrying a concealed handgun without a permit, but they were dismissed by the office of Ingham County District Attorney Carol Seaman, Democrat. Her office instead let McRae plead guilty to a lesser misdemeanor gun charge, and he served a little more than a year on probation, which ended May 2021. He initially faced up to 5 years in prison for the felony charge, according to the Detroit News. Seaman retired from the district attorney's office at the start of this year after facing criticism from judges and law enforcement officials for her soft-on-crime policies. It wasn't just this guy. The same year that McRae was released, Ingham County Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth pushed East Lansing City Council to reconsider her internal felony firearm charging policy, which he said does not hold people properly criminally accountable and increases the likelihood of additional gun violence. In August of 2021, she made it a official policy to drop mandatory prison sentences for felony firearms charges. She said the sentencing enhancement led to a dramatic racial inequity and was not in any way linked to the goal that we share of keeping the public safe. Which, what she, those two sentences, by the way, clash. She was part of the George Soros vast public safety network. She had participated in international criminal justice reform junkets with other reform-minded prosecutors like Philadelphia's Larry Krasner, Democrat, Chicago's Kim Fox, Democrat, and Los Angeles's George Gascon. She also backed radical San Francisco prosecutor Chesa Boudin ahead of a recall campaign that eventually ousted him from office last year. Mr. McRae was known to authorities, but once again, the shooter was known. And still, somehow or other, this happened. And I guess he was known to authorities because he was, a criminal, right? And but he was not a prohibited person, thanks to progressive legal reform. Now, tragedy, the gun control laws were there on the books, right? The penalty for using a gun in a crime was there on the books. And they simply decided to ignore that. So if that's the way they're going to play it, then let's just say right now, today, that there needs to be no more gun control laws. I do not know if Michigan State University was a gun-free zone. I don't think that it matters, but there's a few things that we don't need to dabble in my opinion, with this. The first and foremost, the idea that if the law had worked, if the law worked the way it was supposed to, I mean, when did it become a thing that you could commit a crime with a gun and just get probation? If he'd been in jail, if they'd actually done that with him, they let it be the felony that it was. If he'd been in jail, then, okay, there's the way that would have stopped this particular crime. Incarceration is not about equity. It's not about, it's not about getting out there. And I mean, you know, I just talked about the statistics of, 60% of the prison population is white. So even that part of it is a false premise. We're you know, and I say this as a Caucasian. A lot of black America is at risk right now because of the way these politicians are treating black criminals. I mean, I don't have to worry about this, right? I don't have to. This is not happening in my neighborhood, right? And where it's happening, it's the same people that the people that the left supposedly cares about are the victims of these crimes. Now, in the case of Mr. McRae, he went to a institution of higher learning, which is an indoctrination center, I'm almost certain. But the other part of it is also simply a, you know, not a place where you're going to find a bunch of combatants, unfortunately. We'll see. We'll see what happens with this. It does not need to be swept under the rug. We need to find out what happened with him, why he did it, why he was able to go as far as he did, who was in place to try to fight that, to repel this attack. A lot of things we need to find out. It doesn't need to be swept under the rug. All of these things should be used as a means and look at it in an after-action review setting and learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Questions still remain over a major trail derailment in Ohio that resulted in toxic chemical exposure.
They're working to get to the bottom of what caused the derailment, monitoring air quality, collecting soil samples, testing surface and groundwater for any contaminants.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said local and federal authorities are working to get to the bottom of what happened. She said the administration's deploying teams to East Palestine. The derailment earlier this month caused toxic chemicals to be released into the soil and air. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 431 points to 33,696. The S&P 500 dropped 57 points to 4090. The NASDAQ lost 214 points to 11,855. President Biden is sharing an update on flying objects that were recently taken out of the sky. Biden said entering American airspace has consequences. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. During his recent State of the Union address, President Biden demonized the AR-15 as a assault weapon, even though they aren't. And that's obvious enough for anybody with any degree of knowledge about how a semi-automatic firearm works. And an AR-15, which is the original weapon. It's not a copy of the automatic M4, M16. The M16 is based off of the AR-15, right? So the AR-15 was always meant for the civilian market. It was adopted by the Air Force, and then it spread. But with the AR-15, only one cartridge is expended each time the trigger is pressed, and they are used for lawful purposes every day. And there's upwards, the claim now is there's upwards of 25 million out there. I'm not really sure what that number would be. And Biden failed to mention that more than half the country opposes his proposed ban on millions of firearms. But this is only the tip of the iceberg in the Biden campaign against your Second Amendment rights. With the exception of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which was a big money grab more than anything else. It was a money grab. It had nothing to do with stopping any crimes anywhere, any of this other stuff. The Biden administration hasn't made much headway with gun control through Congress. So they have decided, as Democrats always do, to go ahead and, you know, do the whole weaponize the ATF thing, which any organization that exists that can be weaponized against the Bill of Rights should be done away with. I mean, where's that premise? Now, let's start with the ATF crackdown on firearm parts and serial numbers. The Biden ATF appears to be the latest government agency to reenact the Orwellian 1984 with their language alterations. And case in point is their sudden reclassification of firearm parts as firearms. They've now changed the definition of firearm to include unfinished pistols that would only require a small amount of time and effort to complete. They're also punishing gun manufacturers who sell firearms without serial numbers. because they, you know, now they're firearms. They weren't before. They are now. Over the past year, we've seen the CDC change the definition of vaccine. Merriam-Webster changed the definition of anti-vaxxer. And then the White House redefined the term economic recession. And now the mirroring of 1984's newspeak is impacting the firearm industry and your right to bear arms. Now, under the ATF's new rules, a pistol frame that has no associated jig and doesn't even operate as a firearm is now defined as a firearm and requires serial numbers and background checks simply because such parts can be used in a crime. And here's this open letter from the ATF to the federal firearms licensees, dated December 27th. It reads, partially complete Polymer 80 Lone Wolf and similar striker-fired semi-automatic pistol frames, including but not limited to those sold within parts kits, have reached a stage of manufacture where they may readily be completed, assembled, restored, or otherwise converted to a functional frame. Therefore, without any associated templates, jigs, molds, equipment, tools, instructions, guides, or marketing materials, these partially complete firearm frames or pistol frames are frames and also firearms as defined in the Gun Control Act and its implementing regulations. That's new. Now, the Gun Control Act, that's from 1968. You would have thought by now this would have manifested itself a long time ago. Because Americans have been making guns at home for a long time. So, enter Philip Smith, founder and president of the National African American Gun Association. Now, he says that in theory, that he understands the concept of concern over criminals having access to guns. But Smith says when you have people that are just building a gun for their own leisure and their own home, and they're not selling that gun, I really do not see the harm in that. And I'm not trying to be dismissive or flippant. But he also says that in the end, these regulations interfere with American liberty. And not only endanger law-abiding citizens, but remove their favorite pastimes and passions as well. And he likens individuals who build firearms as a hobby to someone that enjoys building and breaking down cars. And he finishes by saying, and I just think that takes away from the spirit of this country that I know, where people are allowed to enjoy the merits of being an American. And I'm not trying to be super patriotic, but I am trying to be realistic that folks like building guns at home, a lot of them. So that's just my perspective. But there's more. The ATF has also redefined rifle in order to place it under new pistol brace regulations. And as many suspected, the crusade to close the ghost gun loophole by requiring serial numbers was only the beginning of this power grab by the Biden ATF. Now they've gone as far as to criminalize handicapped gun owners. And in the latest set of shenanigans from this new trend of bypassing Congress to create laws, the ATF has changed or created a rule. Not changed, but created a rule that now requires a pistol brace owner to register their pistols as short-barreled rifles with the federal government. And if they fail to comply, and I'm one of them, they could spend up to 10 years in jail and face a fine of up to $10,000. So, here we go again with the Biden ATF newspeak. Once again, changing language as they redefine rifle to be any weapon that is designed or redesigned, made or remade, and intended to be fired from the shoulder. And you get 120 days to register it, and they will also, some people saying you're going to get charged, some people saying you won't get charged, I don't know. Aside from registering their gun as an SBR, the only other option for pistol brace owners will be to dismantle the firearm, surrender it to the authorities, remove the brace, or convert the gun with a different barrel. If the brace is removed, gun owners will also have to make sure the attachment is destroyed, making it unable to be reinstalled or else they will be in violation of the ATF's rule. So, Second Amendment Foundation founder and Executive Vice President Alan Gottlieb said that it's Congress that has the authority to define what a firearm is, not the ATF. The NRA says the ATF has no authority to regulate braces separate from a firearm. Mark Oliva was asked about this. Oliva said there are concerns that some of these regulations have no foundation in law. It is up to Congress to decide what is law and what is especially criminal law. So when we talk about the definition of firearms and punishments that go with it for illegal possession and illegal manufacturing of firearms, that's up to Congress. And Oliva said that since the ATF is the industry's regulating body, the NSSF tries to maintain a professional relationship and work with them in whatever capacity possible, while also staying within the confines of the law. ATF had a booth at SHOT Show. That's the only reason I wish I'd gone. That's the only reason I wish I'd gone. They're going to be facing some backlash off of this. The politicians are going to be coming for them. This is going to be the same thing that happened when they started talking about packing the Supreme Court. I mean, Elena Kagan was coming out against that. One of the ones that, you know, she's supposed to be on their side. And she came out against that. So, whenever you get out there and you start usurping authority from a co-equal branch of government, which the ATF is part of the executive branch, when you start usurping the duly righteous authority from them, well, that's probably going to ruffle a few feathers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Our Constitution is our pact of civilized behavior. Built within it is a system of institutionalized justice, which we call the criminal justice program or the criminal justice system. It is intended to include checks and balances to protect defendants from biases and to ensure fair adjudication of their charges. And these include the following: a presumption of innocence, a right to due process, a right to legal defense, a right to a trial by one's peers, and a right to a trial from an impartial judge. Given our presumption of innocence, absolute justice can't be guaranteed because conviction depends on the presence of evidence. Instead, we agreed to accept equal treatment under the law. We agreed to abide by the law in exchange for a system that treats us equally and is administered by officials who swear an oath to defend our constitutional protections. Then, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, and Merrick Garland came along as the country's top enforcement officials and flushed it all. Under them, the application of justice has become decidedly unequal. While perfection was never possible, now the claim of equal treatment has become laughable. The foundation of the legal system is being eaten by government termites. They believe by eating the system, their lust for power will get that for them, although they don't have the wisdom to actually handle it. The presumption of innocence today, it seems like a very quaint idea, was New York Attorney General Letitia James presuming innocence when she made a campaign promise to initiate a criminal investigation of Donald Trump before she even entered office or saw any evidence of wrongdoing? Or was she promising to operate her office under the Berea methodology? You know, the one where you say, show me the man, I'll find the crime. Clearly, she had her target and was promising to find the crime. And yet, she still operates. She faces no accountability for this flagrant violation of her oath. Was due process followed when the FBI destroyed evidence of Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified documents at Clinton's request? Did they have a legal predicate when it launched an investigation of an incoming president based on fabricated evidence provided by his political opponent? And how about when they raided the homes of reporters with armed agents to recover Ashley Biden's diary? Had a crime ever been committed? Is our right to competent legal representation being undermined when attorneys face disbarment for taking legal actions challenging election practices? And will this trend prevent conservative defendants from hiring competent lawyers in the future, when those lawyers fear cancellation for representing an unfavored client? Was a conservative from Montana tried by a jury of his peers when that jury comprised mostly Democrats from Washington, D.C.? Was Derek Chauvin, a police officer accused of murdering a black man, tried by an impartial jury when one of his peers was a BLM supporter? Was General Michael Flynn given an impartial judge for his trial? Was Judge Emmett Sullivan being impartial when he refused to let the DOJ drop charges and instead appointed his own counsel to argue the case before him, making himself both the judge and the prosecutor? How was he ensuring that General Flynn would receive fair, equal treatment with this kind of an arrangement? We're in a very dangerous situation now. When the core principles of this, of our criminal justice system are no longer honored, we have citizens of a self-governed country looking at this. We're supposed to be governed by consent. And what we're seeing is not that. So we can legitimately judge that the pact of civilized behavior has been breached. When enough people no longer believe that they'll be treated according to these principles, they'll decide that the pact no longer applies to them either. And this is where the dangerous part comes. What comes next? Will citizens embrace a system in which guilt or innocence is a function of their beliefs instead of their actions? Or will Americans avoid the system entirely? How much interaction will we seek with a system that we don't trust? Will we report crimes to a justice system that could attack them at any time, regardless of whether they have broken any laws? Will we voluntarily provide testimony or evidence? Or will we avoid all contact with law enforcement officials? The criminal justice system cannot function without the support of the governed. And in this, it is already failing. We're seeing an alarming rise in crime across the country. Are we destined to a future of survival of the fittest, where ruthless criminals consolidate power to prey on the weak, like some semi-civilized banana republic? Not necessarily. We're not a country of sheep. We are descendants of fiercely independent and self-reliant pioneers. Many Americans still retain those attributes. We may not be destined for a communist police state or a kill-or-be-killed anarchy. Our old West may be a better predictor of where justice in America is headed. In the past, when people were migrating to the West, they found themselves outside the protection of civilization, lawless. Our ancestors went to a land with no criminal justice system, and we inherited a land with a criminal justice system that is being destroyed before our eyes. So our situations are becoming similar, but for different reasons. In the old West, criminals had easy prey and they capitalized on it. Rape and robbery and murder were common. But that chaos was unacceptable to the settlers, who only wanted free and productive lives, and the farmers and ranchers and miners formed law enforcement committees, many of which were little more than a vigilante mob. Some even called themselves vigilantes, which is Spanish for watchmen guards. It was not considered a pejorative at the time. But they operated without the infrastructure of institutional criminal justice. There were no safeguards and few resources for incarceration or rehabilitation. The committees functioned as the police, the prosecutor, the judge, the jury, and the executioner, all in one untrained body with no uniform standard. And the justice administered was rapid and harsh. A defendant could go from apprehension to execution in a matter of minutes. Lynchings were common, as were mistakes. And after the formation of these committees, the criminals now faced substantial risks, and some semblance of order was achieved, with the downside that many innocents were falsely punished. The settlers defaulted to brutal and error-prone justice because no alternative was present. And I'm not advocating that. But I do think it's a natural consequence of human nature if the current leadership destroys the last vestige of the equal justice under the law that we were promised. When the system no longer protects us, we'll find a way to protect ourselves. And does the rapid increase in gun ownership indicate the citizens are preparing for this eventuality? Americans bought 20 million guns last year, the second highest year in history. The highest year prior to that was the one before it. 40 million guns plus in 2 years. That can't be taken as an endorsement of our criminal justice system. And the leftists seem determined to corrupt the criminal justice system, changing it into their political enforcement service. And once that credibility is shattered, and 53% of America already thinks it's shattered, will the victim of a crime report it to the police or take matters into their own hands? If he chooses to exact vigilante justice, will his neighbors report him or help him, recognizing they may need similar help in the future? And is Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and George Soros-sponsored prosecutors continue to dismantle the criminal justice system? They should keep our past in mind, because when legal criminal justice fails, vigilante justice may not be too far away. One of the fears that a lot of people have had is that, like in places like Portland, where the police are smaller, they still have riots every day, or seemingly so. I haven't checked lately. But a lot of people will become scared and then take to the streets as they arm themselves. Vigilante justice. We'll see. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.